Kathy, how was your meditation tonight? Martha?
I think I'm understanding it more and more since I've been struggling with trying to do it, but it was nice, nice. There was just an instant there when I really felt like I was
sinking.
Sinking.
Yes.
And that was nice, but I, after I started getting
thoughts.
Thoughts. Kind of
brought you up.
Brought me up.
And then what did you do?
Oh, well, I just kept focusing on what you said about trust. That's all. But I felt good about God. Feel good about it too, because I maintained even that level.
Exactly.
At home,
exactly.
I sort of like, then after I was like, oh, gee, did I get that? And then, you know, I kind of.
Yeah, when you commit yourself to have this rendezvous, you have to commit yourself, you know. So what happens if you, when you're sitting down, you know that you mean it, the thoughts begins to get used to the idea this is your time, the mind. And begins to, you know, have some boundary. But the main thing you said that you're doing correctly is that the thoughts, when you look at it, you come up, and then immediately you remember the trust, and you said, I am going to be okay if I don't go with them, and then went back down. And that instant that you felt sunken, that is the beginning of a good meditation. I don't want to put Phil on the spot, but if you have anything you would like to share, you're welcome.
It seemed like I was dreaming, but I was still awake.
Yes, you were dreaming and you were still awake. Yes. Joanna, how was it for you?
Described it was when I start reading the thoughts, I start going out, and when I come back to the center, I'm at peace.
Yes, yes. And did we all feel the difference when we open our eyes? Did we feel the difference than where we were and where, what we had to do to open our eyes? Was it a drag? Yeah, Tani.
You don't realize how deep you are.
That's it. That's what I wanted you to hear. You never can realize how deep you are until you open your eyes. Because you could have thoughts. But that is exactly why I always say here that the thoughts are normal, because the mind thinks. You'll know the depth of your meditation when you start coming out of it.
So it's, well, do you ever get to a point where you don't have thoughts while you're meditating?
Yes, you do. But that doesn't make it any better or worse.
Okay.
Yes, you do. The mind is stopped. Everybody else, anybody else would like to share? How was it for you?
It was good for me because it was the first time I could really let those distracting thoughts go. And
good.
They did.
Good. Good. Yes, we talked about the repeated thoughts. And we talk about it some more tonight, because I don't think any of us in this room that is not guilty of it. How was it for you, Hans?
Very peaceful.
Yeah, wasn't it? Very peaceful. Mahmoud, how about you?
It was really good. I connected with that very deep feeling that you get, a very beneficial,
yeah,
just caretaker,
yeah,
feeling.
Yeah, I love,
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah, I know exactly what you say. John, how was yours? Great. And Ida? Good. I know you two were going like this. Any question? I really welcome questions, because in that there is an opening for everybody to benefit from. Or any topics that you guys specifically came here to find out more about?
Well, I have a question. Like, I have problems sleeping at night. It seems I can't wind down. And I guess what I've read about meditation, you should do it like in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if I'm having problems sleeping at night, would it be good to
meditate? Yes, it's very good to go to silence, but it's also good what we're going to be doing tonight, because you have to have an art or a tool where you learn not to go to with the mind. Because when we do go with the mind, with every thoughts, what happens is then it's hard to wind down, because it's being too activated. Too much. Yes, it's really nice to meditate while you're sitting on bed and just close your eyes. Now, when you're not sleeping at night, it's because there's too much concern going on in your mind? Or is it just thoughts?
Just thoughts, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes concern. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we throughout the years, as Mahmoud and Ida and Hans can testify, a lot of the regulars are not here tonight, that we have practiced so many different approach to this tranquility, and the old ones can testify that every one of them, if it's used in different times, will help. And tonight we're going to talk about again about thoughts and how to not go with it. That might be helpful to everybody. And those of you that have heard it before, just and I brought some goodies for you guys. So we are having fun. I went with Richard. I went to go to a coffee a Starbucks? That has opened for a while, and we thought it was brand new. So anyway, to the side of it, there was a store, the gift shop. And for no reason at all, I went in, and I don't like gift shop. They got too many little things, you know. It's like confusing over, you know, it's like no matter what you do, you come out with the things you don't want, you know. It's that type of thing. But my eyes fell on this package. And for those of you, Mahmoud and Ida and Hans will laugh really hard tonight, because we've been talking about that probably all 6 years. And I just came across of a board. Remember how I take a piece of paper? This is totally miraculous. So bear with me, it's going to be entertaining. Of course, I'm entertaining the mind. Who you are doesn't need my entertainment.
That's a funny shape for a pancake.
You're still dreaming of a pancake? Okay. And I practice with my dad to make sure it works.
Not too much water.
Yeah, he told me not too much water. Okay. What we see here is a screen. Do we not see just on a screen, just a piece of paper, just on a screen? And then what happens is we begin to start going with our thoughts. Thank you. We begin to go with our thoughts, and we look at every thoughts that come, whether it says we're bad or good. Just bear with me. I'll make a point in a minute.
Sound not too much water.
Yeah. So anyway, these are our thoughts that is keeping you away at night. And a lot of us in the daytime, we cannot have peace. We read everything that is being written on this screen. Now I jumble it because it's hard to write. So just think that every scribble that I do is announcing something, like say, we have to do this. Oh, I wish you didn't do that. This was a mistake you did. You know, all sorts of worry for the future, worry for past. These are all the thoughts that come, and we read it. And what happens really is we become a reader rather than writer. So we keep reading our thoughts and losing our peace, reading our thoughts and losing our peace. So what is it to do, really? Thank you. What is it to do is we stay still as often as we can. And in that stillness, the thoughts begin to fade away. So if every thoughts that come at night to you and you read it, constantly you read your thoughts, what happens is there is never ending because the energy of the thoughts create itself as your attention. It's your attention that is giving it life. So now in this board, the reason I bought this board is that after a while it will disappear, all of this. Little by little it will disappear. And it really goes with the method that I give here, is that if we do not converse actively with our mind, if we can be homeless in the mind, as my teacher says, what happens is all the thoughts that would grab you begins to not have as much effect as they used to. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the reading of every thought, that is what creates a mind that is chaotic. And for that, there is many method and practices that we will be doing tonight, and you can experience it on your own, what I'm talking about. And we've done it in past too. How many other people read thoughts quite often? Okay. In other words, you go with your thoughts. You are constantly aware of them. Oh, you know, they get your attention all the time.
You mean during meditation?
No. Oh. Daily. I'm sure all of us are to some extent guilty of it, whether we raise our hand or not. So, the practice that I will be giving tonight is, I want all of us to look at one of the candles or all of the candles and whatever it is on the table, and just be, without any opinion, just be. Just be. Now bring your attention back again. In a state of being, I don't know if everybody would understand that. If you don't, please ask questions. In the state of being, we are closest to our original state, closest to that peace. And every time we want to